Steve Utella here. Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella, broadcasting from sunny Southern California. Today I talk about Omar. I talk with Omar, the manager of one of our companies called OfferstoOwners.com. He's hopefully going to share some stories of our Land Academy members sending out their offer campaigns by the ton. Hello, Omar.
Hi.
What's new today with you?
Nothing much. There's the mailers are rolling in. We're going to be working on a lot of that. We also have some exciting news coming up for next week, which we're going to share and just talk about some of our members.
Excellent.
How they're doing.
You know, every single morning, the first thing that's on my calendar real early is to take a look at like how all of our companies are doing, how they're doing from like a volume standpoint, from a dollars collected standpoint and all that stuff. And obviously, Offers to Owners is one of those that I look at. And so what I've noticed is that, and this is just me at the tip top, I mean, I'd love to hear your opinion. It consistently grows.
Right.
And it doesn't grow like, it's not because of our sales efforts. In fact, I don't even think there's a marketing, but I know there's not a marketing budget for O2O at all. What can you attribute that, you know, almost double digit monthly percentage growth to? You know, what can you attribute that to?
I think a lot of it has to do with people finally understanding that it works, that and mixed with the results that they saw from their first few campaigns. Why would you stop if you know it works?
That's a great point. I mean, it's all repeat business.
Exactly.
I mean, a small percentage of it. I can see how many new people are joining O2O, and it's not a tremendous number. But so the vast majority of the growth is existing people. Unless I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, my perception is that the growth in the company is internal repeat customers. You know, it's not new people that are, you know, joining.
It's more so that than anything else, but there is actually a lot of new clientele that we get as well. And whether these people are members, since Offers Owners is open to non-members as well, we get people from other programs all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And
do they make comments?
Oh, absolutely. I actually had a really good one yesterday. He actually joined, but he had gone through two other programs before ours. And he told me I could say his first name, so I'm just going to go ahead and say Daniel. And he said that he'd gone through a bunch of these templates with his other programs, and the reason for why he joined and stuck with us and said we had more to offer is because of the first line of our letter where it says, we would like to buy your property. He said a lot of other people were just beating around the bush, not really getting to the point.
Yep.
And just right off the bat, this is what this letter is about, you can read it or you cannot.
I think the whole first sentence of the letter is, we would like to buy your property located here at X for $4,321.48.
Exactly.
Man, I wrote that sentence in like 1999 and it's still working for us.
Oh, absolutely.
That's amazing. And for all of our members, or many of our members. So, you know, this growth is just fascinating to me because when somebody like me half puts together a company or an offshoot company is what it is, at the request of our members, and then has somebody implement it like you and take it to the point where it is, my gut reaction is, and most entrepreneurs hopefully will understand this, is how do I duplicate it?
Right.
Or how do I duplicate the same thing for another audience?
Right.
And so, you know, do you have any thoughts on that? Actually, this is like a meeting between you and me now in front of a camera.
I know. Duplicating it for the same audience.
Like, I know that, or duplicating it for another audience.
Mm-hmm.
I know that House Academy, one of the sister companies we have, do you have like a lot of House Academy people that are running through letters and having the same good experience?
I do.
Okay. All right. That's great. That's my point. So if we can do it for Land Academy, we can do it for House Academy and it works.
Right.
What else can we do it for? That's kind of the rule I have.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's a couple of things that we're adding that are in the works, upcoming new things that I'm not supposed to be talking about.
So, well, talk about them for sure now.
We're adding a couple of different templates, and that are going to essentially affect marketing for your properties. It'll go hand in hand with if you've had a property for 2 months, two months and a half, and it's not moving, we'll have a template available for it.
Like a neighbor template?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, just to explain to everybody, what a very popular way to sell a property for us, we first send out all the offers to owners. Some of them come back. We end up buying a very predictable number of the properties. It turns out, if we send an offer to all the, not an offer, but if you send a letter to the people that are very close to, people who own property that's very close to the one that you bought, saying, look, we've got this off-market property, you really should take a look at it and consider it, you know, there's a very high percentage of response to that. We call it around the office a neighbor letter. So people are requesting a template for that.
Right. And
I guess we are talking about it, aren't we, today?
Exactly. So people have been requesting a template for it. There's a couple of glitches that need to be figured out within the template, because merge fields for these letters work just a tad differently than they do our regular letter template.
They're different fields, right?
Right. And whereas some of the information, regarding the only information that's the same in there is the property that you're trying to move. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, everything is always different. So just working on finishing up the template for that. We, like I said, we do have something pretty big to announce at the end of the show. So.
Okay. You know, I'll say that the technology behind what we do is not that secret. It's all pulling assessor database from an aggregator like RealQuest or DataTree, getting a universe or a data set of property that you believe owners are going to respond to, pricing it, right, and then running a mail merge through the template that Omar's talking about. So there's no magic behind this. It's all really execution and working with somebody like Omar. And that's a big difference between O2O, I think, than everybody else. It's they can get you on the phone. You do help them with, where they need help within reason, and get the thing in the mail. And I think most other bulk mail / commercial printers, I don't think they offer that level of, we keep calling it service, but it's not. It's like consulting.
Right.
You know, it's really specific talent.
Exactly.
So, I don't know any other commercial printer that only does this. This is all we do.
And that mixed with a lot of other companies want to charge separately for each and everything. So, you have to pay separate for the envelopes, separate for, it's gotten to the point where they'll charge you separate for an envelope tint.
Wow.
So all that rolled into multiple price points mixed with this long invoice that they send you is just absurd.
We have a fixed price and that's it.
Exactly.
Because we only do one thing.
And it has everything included in it. Nobody ever has to ask if they have to pay for postage separately all of that.
That's all by design. I could have made this. I could have designed a big, huge catering list.
Right.
And then you wouldn't even work here. You'd be like, this is dumb. I want to win, not lose. So we just got off this live event.
Right.
And I heard from Aaron, the senior manager for Land Academy, that all of you guys, because you were at the live event and you're in a lot of the shots from the trailing video that we have out there, that you guys are experiencing some level of celebrity. Is that the case?
I'm a little bit.
So what happens? Like, they're like, wow, Omar, man, it's so great to talk to you. Is that what happens?
Okay, so a little bit, and mixed with, we get a lot of, well, it's actually a mixture of the podcasts and the live event.
Okay.
So we all got to meet them in person. They got to meet us in person, and we've spoken to them on the phone hundreds of times. So they finally got to put a face to the voice. And another thing is people listen to these podcasts. Like, we have 5 or 6 O2O members that at least have said something about it. They listen to it, but 30 minutes after it's put out to the O2O podcast.
So within 30 minutes, they put an order in?
No. I mean, they listen to the podcast.
Oh,
within
okay.
30 minutes of it being posted.
Yo,
every time.
And yeah, you mean like on a weekly like mm-hmm. cycle?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll tell you, this show has almost 100,000 listeners. And so it's all kind of on an automated, when an episode gets posted, people get notified if that's how they have it set up,
right.
Whether it's through iTunes or now Spotify. Incidentally, Spotify, our presence on Spotify, not our presence, but Spotify itself is now larger than iTunes, which I think is just truly like iTunes used to just to be a force for podcasts and Spotify's past it. Right. So that tells me that our listening audience is younger. And so but that's always in the back of my mind. I'm trying to make stuff so that everybody can understand it, regardless of age.
Right.
But anyway, that's an offshoot. Yeah, I know what you mean. People listen fast.
Right, right. And yeah, they're just extremely excited about it. And one of the members actually said that there's a lot of helpful tips in here.
Mm-hmm. Good. Well, I continue to look forward to watching O2O grow. And, you know, obviously, if there's anything, if there's some content help, I personally send out a ton of offer letters. I mean, neighbor letters. So if there's any way I can, and I think you and I have worked on this in the past, yeah. So... Do you have a good idea of what that template should be, both for houses and for land?
Mm-hmm. I have it all written out. And then but there's just a lot of little changes that need to be made. And then the merge field setup, that's the only thing that's really left in there.
And I know there's a bunch of templates, free templates on O2O now. You're going to just make those free just like the rest of them probably, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I plan on doing that. Because once again, why would they have to, you know, come to us and ask for the template and
just yeah.
grab it, work on it, send it in, we'll mail it out.
I mean, it's got to make your life a little easier, too, because it's all out there and it's usually the same, hopefully, right?
Oh, right, absolutely. And, I mean, I want to say 6 months or so, we do make updates. And that's according to the response rates we get from mm-hmm. some of these letters. And we try out a bunch of different products to see if our methods are still working, and magically, and knocking on wood, they are.
Omar, it's a pleasure to work with you, and keep up the good work, pal. Seriously.
Thank you so much, sir.
Join us next time for another interesting episode, and we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. So tell us the truth, like, are there girls calling you?
No, none yet.
Just none
men,
yet.
Men only.
This is such an interesting group, this Land Academy O2O group. It's just like 90% guys, probably 90%, 95% right. men.
Yeah.
And so I don't have any more else to say about that. And
I think we should.
That's just the way it is.
I think we should get some women in the group.
That's what I think, too. The Land Academy Daily Show remains commercial-free for you, our loyal listener. Wherever you are listening or watching, please subscribe and rate us there. I'm Steve Butella. Thanks for listening.